This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel bombards the overcrowded Gaza city of Rafah, where it has launched a ground incursion. As talks resume in Cairo, Egypt, aimed at agreeing to the terms of a truce with Hamas in the seven-month war. And a senior official with the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. has held up a shipment of bombs to Israel over concerns of a full-blown assault on Rafah, the AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The official says the U.S. was worried about how some of the bombs could be used in a dense urban setting like Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinian civilians are sheltering. Word of the halted transfer came even as President Biden called U.S. support for Israel ironclad.
Even when we disagree.
Asked to square that with the arms holdup.
Two things could be true.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, hours after Israeli troops seized control of the Rafah border crossing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. and Philippine forces backed by the Australian Air Force have unleashed a barrage of high-precision rockets, artillery fire, and airstrikes, and sank a mock enemy ship as part of large-scale war drills in and near the disputed South China Sea. And this has antagonized Beijing. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Military officials and diplomats watched the display of firepower from a hilltop on Wednesday. Washington and Beijing have been on a collision course over China's increasingly assertive actions to defend its vast territorial claims in the South China Sea. Last year, the Philippines approved a wider U.S. military presence in the archipelago. China opposed the move, which puts U.S. forces across the sea from Taiwan. The Philippines countered it has the right to defend its sovereignty. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Ukraine warns of more blackouts after a new massive wave of Russian missiles and drones targeted the country's battered power plants and electricity grid. And AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on an alleged Russian assassination plot in Ukraine.
Ukraine says it's foiled a Russian plot to assassinate President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top military and political figures. Ukraine's State Security Service says two colonels in the State Guard of Ukraine, which protects top officials, have been detained on suspicion of enacting the plan drawn up by Russia's Federal Security Service. They say it called for an attack before Russian President Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fifth term. Ukraine claims Russia's efforts to kill Zelensky are not new. In 2022, Zelensky himself said there had been at least 10 attempts to assassinate him. I'm Ben Thomas.
The hush money trial of former U.S. President and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is off today, but back in session tomorrow with adult film star Stormy Daniels back on the witness stand. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Jurors appeared riveted as Stormy Daniels offered a detailed and at times graphic account of a sexual encounter in 2006 with Donald Trump, which he denies during testimony yesterday at his hush money trial. Trump's lawyers asked for a mistrial over that testimony. The judge denied it. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments. Daniels was paid $130,000 by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, in a deal for her silence. Julie Walker, New York.
Some other world news headlines now. Hong Kong's Court of Appeal bans Glory to Hong Kong. It's a protest song penned during massive pro-democracy demonstrations in 2019. It was already all but illegal after Beijing imposed its national security law on the city-state. Dozens of cholera cases are reported in Kenya after weeks of destructive rains and floods across the country that have claimed the lives of 238 people and made more than 200,000 people homeless. North Korea's former propaganda chief, who is credited with masterminding the personality cult surrounding the ruling Kim dynasty, well, he has died, with leader Kim Jong-un bowing at his funeral. Serbia's leader greets China's Xi Jinping in Belgrade with robust support for Beijing's position on Taiwan. That Taiwan is China's. For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. You can follow the Voice of America on social media, too. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.